T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jake Trotter of ESPN, college football writer. We read his column earlier talking about the possibility of Lincoln Riley coming to the Browns or just going to the NFL in general. Brings up the parallel of Bob Stoops, who had a chance to go to the Browns many, many moons ago, and he joins us now. Jake, thanks for joining us. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good to be on with you guys.
Yeah, we're excited. And, you know, we've kind of, in the Browns coaching search, we've spent generally more time talking about guys in the NFL currently. For whatever reason, I guess it felt like Lincoln Riley was unattainable. But after Baker Mayfield talked about it this week, we spent more time on him yesterday. And then obviously, you know, you did great work on that article. And in the end of the day, I think after reading your article, I felt it just doesn't seem like he's going to leave Oklahoma. Did you feel that way when you were done doing your reporting?
Yeah, I do feel that way. You know, going into it, you know, I was trying to explore, okay, what kind of candidate is Riley in the NFL? Because I didn't really know. I mean, you hear people talking about him potentially coaching in the NFL, but I was kind of surprised by what I learned or what people told me, which was this guy is going to be the number one call on everyone's list if he makes himself available. And because of what McVay has done with the Rams, because of Patrick Mahomes at Kansas City, and then even Baker at Cleveland, the success in those different spots with connections to Riley is going to make him a really attractive candidate in the NFL. So that was something I was trying to figure out, like, okay, well, how serious is this from the NFL side? And that kind of brings us to the other side of it, which I think is the real question, is Riley ready for the NFL? And, you know, he has been, I think, pretty honest in saying that he could go to the NFL at some point. Like, that's something, you know, if you're trying to get to the pinnacle of coaching, that would be an attractive possibility for him. But if you read between the lines, you kind of talk to people here in Oklahoma, you get the sense that, you know, even Baker suggested it this week that it might not be this year. That being said, it might not be that far off either.
You know, there was reports like all summer that a lot of coaches were coming to talk to Lincoln Riley and get some concepts to put into the National Football League. How much of that has to do with this? I mean, obviously he's maybe impressed people along the way to get to this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think the coaches are impressed with his imagination. You know, you saw in the Super Bowl, the Eagles run a variation of what Oklahoma did in the Rose Bowl against Georgia, where they, you know, they had the throwback to Baker for a touchdown at the end of the first half. You're right. There, basically, I think every NFL team came and visited Lincoln at, you know, talk shop during the off season. And then from the executive side of it, I mean, I think it's not just the individual creativity, but it's the overall production. I mean, Oklahoma's about to achieve something that's unprecedented in college football. We have never had back-to-back Heisman-winning quarterbacks from the same school. That has never happened before because it's so hard to replace a Heisman Trophy quarterback. I mean, look what happened to Louisville when they lost Lamar Jackson. Just went totally down the drain. Petrino gets fired. Oklahoma to go from Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray and be even better offensively, which they have been in basically every metric better offensively with Kyler Murray. Just, I think it goes to show how ingenious of an offensive mind Lincoln Riley is. Now, Baker and Kyler are extremely talented. I mean, you need the guys to be able to do that. But even that, you know, even that being said, you know, going from one quarterback to the next to a different skill set, different personalities, you lose some other key guys offensively, and then not only not miss a beat offensively, but to be even better and get back to the playoff, I think has made Lincoln. That's why he's going to be such a hot commodity when this NFL coaching carousel starts spinning.
It's such an interesting situation, and we're talking with Jake Trotter of ESPN about Lincoln Riley. Jake, you look at the reasons to stay, right? Oklahoma's one of the best jobs in college football. The way he has started his career there, it seems like he could, you know, coach there easy the next 30, 40 years and never worry about getting fired. The fact that he's only been a head coach for a short period of time seems to make sense for him to stay put. However, you just mentioned it. He would be one of the hottest candidates, and he could be now, but you never know, right? Things could change in a couple of years. Maybe he's not as hot a candidate. And this year he could potentially team up with his guy, Baker Mayfield. They seem to have a special relationship. Obviously, Baker, you know, was talking glowingly about him the other day. So, and if, like you said, if it may not be that far away, maybe originally thought maybe 4 or 5 years, but maybe this situation with his guy, that so few people get to have that situation, it just might make sense. It seems like there's strong arguments for both sides. So how do you hash that out? How do you think he does, Jake?
Yeah, well, you have to strike while the iron's hot, right? Because it might not be so hot in a couple of years. Now, I think if you asked Lincoln, he would say, you know, we're going to be just fine. They have the number one quarterback recruit in the country on the way. So you got to think that they're still going to be a load offensively, even after Kyler is gone. Maybe it takes a year or two, but at some point I think they're going to be back at the level they're at now. And then the other side of it, you know, the timing at the NFL, you know, with Mahomes, with McVay, now the Browns' job is open, as you mentioned, with Baker. I mean, who knows when that opportunity might come open again. It's not even just the Browns. I actually think the Browns might not even be the favorite. If Lincoln decides he's going to go to the NFL, I mean, you got the Green Bay Packers job, which is open. And, I mean, that's like a top 10 franchise in North America, regardless of sport, just in terms of interest. So, he, you know, that's a big-time job that has come open. I don't think the Dallas Cowboys job, it looks like it's going to come. I mean, you guys follow the NFL more than I do, but it seems like collapse, that Jason Garrett will be back. But, I mean, Lincoln grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan, growing up in Mule Shoal, Texas. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities that could come open that could be really intriguing that might not be the next time around. So that, coupled with the fact that, you know, he is never going to be, I think, in demand more in NFL circles than he is right now. I don't know how that would be possible. That could sway him. At the same time, you know, like you said, he could coach at Oklahoma, make, as Bob Stoops has, $30, $40 million, never worry about job security, play for national championships, had a ton of success, and kind of be, you know, sort of Oklahoma's version of Nick Saban for the next 20 years.
If he took another job in the NFL when Baker Mayfield's in Cleveland and the Browns potentially offered him the job too, and he didn't take the Browns job, would that say anything about Baker and his relationship, or just more about what he wants to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think if there were any reason for Lincoln to go to the Browns, it would be Baker, right? But,
yeah,
I mean, let's be honest, the Browns, I mean, the track record compared with some of the other franchises is not great. You know, the Browns have had a lot of problems, you know, winning consistently, you know, since basically the franchise return, right? So I'm just speculating. I mean, like, I haven't had this conversation with Lincoln where he would prefer one franchise over the other. I'm just saying, like, you know, let's be honest, when you're talking about the Browns, that's one thing. When you're talking about the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, that's something different. And I think that Baker would be a major plus for Cleveland recruiting Lincoln Riley. Probably the biggest pitch they would have would be, hey, you know, come coach your guy who has a chance to be a star NFL quarterback himself.
We're talking with Jake Trotter of ESPN about Lincoln Riley. And yeah, that is interesting. Like, Green Bay's obviously the more traditional, better job, and Aaron Rodgers is the proven great quarterback. But does the relationship with Baker Mayfield give the Browns the edge if it came down to between those two teams? But you think he still, as much as he loves Baker, he still might choose Green Bay? If it was
okay? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying that the Cleveland is not going to be the only opportunity he decides to pursue the NFL. And Baker would be the ace in the hole for the Browns. But, again, I think Lincoln is smart enough to look at, okay, you know, you got a franchise getting better. Certainly, you know, has a chance to have a top young quarterback in the NFL in Baker. Or, you know, a team that could win the Super Bowl next year. In you know, well, I don't know if they can win the Super Bowl next year, but I assume that Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay, that you'd have a chance to do some damage in the NFL. So I think Lincoln won't just automatically take the Cleveland job if he goes to the NFL simply because of Baker. And it would be funny if Baker just said, well, okay, you're on my list now. It'd be funny if Lincoln Riley didn't have on that list,
right,
as Hugh Jackson did.
Yeah, fair point. Jake Trotter of ESPN is with us. Jake, another college name that's been mentioned in connection to the Browns is a local guy, and that's Matt Campbell from Iowa State. Mm-hmm. What do you think of him, and do you think he is more or less likely than Lincoln Riley to leave college?
That's an interesting question, and I haven't really vetted sort of the NFL interest in Matt Campbell, but I assume it would be pretty substantial. This was an interesting week for him and for Iowa State because, you know, you talk to Iowa State officials, and they're always worried that, you know, that eventually that Ohio State job was going to come open. You know, Campbell's an Ohio native, coached in the MAC before going to Iowa State. Iowa State officials were always worried that when that Ohio State job came open, that Campbell was going to be their number one guy that he was going to leave. Well, clearly that's not going to happen now with Ryan Day entrenched in a five-year contract. So you kind of look around at the college level, and there's not really any obvious job that Campbell would take. I mean, Michigan, no. Notre Dame, no. Penn State, you know, Franklin left, maybe. But, in terms of the Midwest, where I think he'd be the best fit, they're really not an obvious place for him to leave. So that kind of brings up, okay, is there a job in the NFL? And I haven't talked to Matt about, his interest in the NFL as much as I have Lincoln. But I think he would be a tremendous coach. I mean, if the Browns got Matt Campbell or Lincoln Riley, I think they would be in some business.
Wow. I love Matt Campbell, so it's good to hear that. Let me ask you a question about Kyler Murray versus Baker Mayfield. Does it say more about Lincoln Riley, or is it just that these two quarterbacks are just so special? Because we're trying to figure out how the heck you can go from, you know, Baker Mayfield to another potential Heisman Trophy winner in one offseason.
Yeah, well, you know, I covered Baker when he was at Tech before he went to Oklahoma, and I didn't know if he, you know, I remember talking to Baker. He leaves Tech, he's going to OU, they just beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl with Trevor Knight, and it really wasn't my place to do so. But I almost wanted to tell Baker, like, what are you doing, man? Like, you're never going to play again at OU if you transfer with Trevor Knight. I mean, just beat Alabama. Like, he's their quarterback of the future. But what I didn't foresee was Baker improving to the level that he did in that one season he sat out. You know, cut down turnovers, became an incredible decision maker. That's the underrated part of his game, and I know he threw a lot of picks on Sunday, but Baker in college took such good care of the ball, which was an underrated part of his game because he was, you know, everybody thinks of the crazy plays that he makes, the scrambles and, you know, breaking tackles and throwing the ball downfield. So he got a lot better. And then, you know, Kyler, too, Texas A&M, he was not a very good player for the Aggies before he transferred to Oklahoma. So the improvement that both guys made, as talented as they were, I mean, you have to attribute a good chunk of it to Riley and his system and, you know, him as a quarterback coach. I mean, that's the one connector between the two, Baker and Kyler, that they had a quarterback coach and an offense coordinator that helped them develop and then created a system that really was tailored to their skill sets.
And obviously that's what the Browns need as well. Jake, we appreciate the time, man. Great insight, great work. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.